John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. Monday, November 24th, in the high school library. That is tomorrow evening. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to hire coaches for winter sports and conduct the first reading of the NEOLA policy change. The board is expected to address the issues of having an interim athletic director. During the meeting, Superintendent Matthew Connolly is expected to give a report. The other administrators, who are also expected to provide updated reports, are elementary principal Aaron Sutherland and high school principal Josh Stern. And going with the township-wide trash collection and a proposed sawmill were two issues that were discussed during the Grant Township Board of Trustees meeting. During public comment, there were two residents who spoke in support of the township going with a garbage collection, but one of those who commented also said they thought the survey on the issue could have been done better. There were 26 residents that responded to a survey regarding the proposed garbage collection service who wanted it, and there were 51 residents who were opposed to the possibility of a 3-year contract for that service. Some board members supported approving the collection of some, and some didn't. Following a discussion on the issue, the board decided to bow to the will of the people and not approve the collection service. However, the board noted the issue could be revisited in the future. In other matters, during public comment on the issue of a sawmill, there were some concerns voiced about the noise, aesthetics, and property values of such a business. The board listened and those concerns, but took no action. And emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday. The incident occurred at approximately 12:05 p.m. in front of a local law office in the downtown area. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnected the vehicle's battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department's preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard and was electrical in nature. The vehicle was subsequently towed from the scene. And in our national news, the National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary findings regarding the recent fatal UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky. New images included in the report show the aircraft's left engine separating from the wing moments after takeoff, which then led to a devastating fireball. Investigators are working to understand what triggered the catastrophic mechanical failure that resulted in the deaths of 14 people, with both maintenance records and manufacturer specifications under review. In our international news, in Poland, Prime Minister Donald Tusk's administration faces obstacles in rolling back judicial changes enacted by previous nationalist leaders. Legal experts know the challenge of restoring checks and balances once courts have been restructured on political grounds. The situation continues to highlight Poland's ongoing struggle to strengthen democratic institutions and promote judicial independence. And it's been your local, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your weather and obituaries and information and any school closings, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy. Next up, we've got your precision weather.